You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we got a giveaway today. Two rounds of golf, Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. I've got Jackson Meadows with me. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for hanging out with us. Oh, the weather's going to get better and better and better throughout the week. And bet 50, play 30. Pearl River Resort, 1 hour from where I am sitting right here. Nothing to it. Bet 50 at the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Play award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club for $30. Bet 50, play 30. We're giving away two rounds of golf. You can play the Azaleas or the Oaks. They've invested some serious capital in both courses. And they look great, plus the clubhouse. They renovated that last year. It's fabulous. I've stayed there a couple of times since then. We did a show there a couple of months ago from the back porch patio. I may have had a Tito's Vodka Bloody Mary in the third hour. They made me do it, but bet 50, play 30. So two rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. It's chip and dip day. We went over some amazing chips and dip, and it goes great with anything, but March Madness, SEC baseball, and NFL draft, and the Masters, Augusta National. We were talking about Aplos and their dips. They've got an avocado dip, which looks amazing, at Aplos in Jackson and the Renaissance. They've got a dip trio. I've had this. It's whipped feta, avocado dip, hummus served with your choice of pita bread, pita chips, or raw veggies. I've had it with all three. The raw veggies are amazing dipped in that. That's the dip trio. And then they have this hot Italian sausage dip that, well, Alex may not know this, but Jackson and I are stopping by this week to make sure that we get some avocado dip and some hot Italian sausage dip.
Just smart call, just being efficient in life right there.
That's right. That is exactly right. And I tell you something that I've got to try is the Aplos burger. Smash attack. I've had some of the gyros and the pizzas and so on. So it is on. How about those Greek fries with a little parsley and oregano?
Oh, they're so good.
And Parmesan cheese.
They're great.
Man, that'll make you want to stand up and dance out in that green space at the Renaissance. And I think I will this week in celebration of March Madness and good local food.
You're talking about eating or dancing?
How about I've had the Lebanese cheese rolls.
A who?
Yeah.
Wait, whoa.
They've got some Lebanese cheese rolls.
Okay.
They're amazing. We'll just get, like, when we go, let's just get 5 appetizers.
Well, I mean,
have you had the Greek wings?
I have not. I've seen them.
I met a dude 2 weeks ago there for lunch, and he was from out of town, and we smashed some wings. He couldn't believe it.
What is it? I mean, obviously, the wing is going to be, it's the Greek comes in, the seasoning?
Yeah,
the
sauce.
Okay, work.
Cool. And you've got a choice of creamy or spicy feta.
I love feta, period. But
I do, too.
I love feta.
Could live off of it.
It's really good.
Could live off pita mas.
Good.
Well, I think I did, actually. Yeah. Man, I mean, growing up in Belhaven, I almost did.
Yeah.
But Aplos and Jackson, Aplos and the Renaissance, good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show. We'd love to hear. All right. So I'm sorry. Y'all know how I am. I start talking about chips and dip. Then I talk about one of our local partners. And I forget to tell you, we need to know your favorite chip and dip. Okay. Now, it may also help you to show us that you're subscribed to Apple Podcast or Spotify. Search the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds. Or our YouTube page, search Out of Bounds Sports. But anyway, enter via the text line 601-885-3776. Your favorite chip and dip. You can enter twice. I mean, look, we've had them rolling through. You may want to tell us again. We talked about Ruffles, Fritos, and Tostitos as, you know, great dipping chips. So is pita chips.
Yes, pita chips. Oh, man.
I mean, they're great because you know that they can get through anything, right?
Oh, man.
Like, you can't put a Lay's potato chips. You can't go through a dip, even though they're good and they're greasy.
They're snap. Well, the only way you can do Lay's, you got to crumble them up and throw them in the dip and eat it with a spoon.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I may have to.
Make a cereal.
That's not a bad idea.
That's the move for me.
I kind
of
like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. You know, you can determine, you know, the consistency of how many chips. You can turn the ratio. It's all on you.
Okay.
So it's not too bad, but
I'm glad you like avocados and guacamole.
Could live off both.
Yeah, Blake didn't. It really hurt my feelings. Wasn't cool, but we're gonna hammer that avocado dip.
Isn't it a superfood?
Huh?
Isn't it a superfood?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's good. It is absolutely a superfood.
That's a Blake thing, man. A superfood. I'm disappointed in him.
I know.
I have to reach out and let him know I'm disappointed.
Well, I'll text him too.
Okay, good. Yeah.
We were texting last night. I couldn't remember a guest that I wanted, and he came up with it.
Well, you know, my God, he's just over there doing the Lord's work.
He is. No question about it. All right. Text us your favorite chip and dip. That's how you enter. And you could win 2 rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. When Alex comes in, I'm going to see if he'll give away a couple of $25 gift certificates to Aplos. I think he will. And so you're going to want to be listening. Actually, you know what? You're going to want to watch on YouTube. You're going to want to watch on YouTube at 9:30, search Out of Bounds Sports. That's what we're going to do. Because we're going to start doing the prize wheel. You know, Jackson actually ordered this.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, he's not real responsible.
No.
But I challenged him on this, and this thing has been a great hit for the show, and we kind of went away from it, and we're going to have to start doing it every week. Because we put it over there, and I get behind the bar, and sometimes we'll make a drink, and then we spin the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start doing the Tito's prize wheel again every week.
Love it.
Oh, so that means you're going to have to go to YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports, because you got to watch and comment to win.
Who doesn't like spinning a wheel?
It's awesome.
It's incredible.
Price you actually right. ordered that like off Amazon.
Came in. We were real happy with it. We had a smaller one, returned it, and got the bigger guy, I believe.
Did we really?
We had a small one, but we were like, we need to be able to stand up and spin this thing.
I hope I kept those black things that look like nails on the side. A couple of them have fallen off.
That doesn't surprise me. I ordered it.
And, well, no, I mean, it's just been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
You know, it's a cool thing, though.
Yeah, I love it. Price is Right was on TV for forever, or is on TV for a reason, man.
I know.
Everyone loves seeing that wheel spin.
Well, they love seeing a lot of stuff on Price is Right. Good morning. Welcome in. The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. Also, our podcast. So, if you missed yesterday, Bud Elliott talked about Lane Kiffin. He's with 247 Sports. He talked about Lane Kiffin and Clemson and Florida State suing the ACC and what's going to happen by August 15th. And is this thing going to implode? And where will they go? That is on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Apple Podcast or Spotify, search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. We would love for you to hit the subscribe button. On Twitter, we're at Bo Bounds, and the Key City Beer out of Vicksburg. Key City Beer caller line, 601-707-3750. Mississippi Queen. O'Hanrahan. I love that. It reminds me of Fletch. Oh, and Chevy Chase. Because, you know, he just made up all these names. Death on Two Legs, all brought to you by Key City Beer. Key City Beer out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. You can find it everywhere, including Fleetway Market in Gluckstadt or Clinton, among their 20-something locations. Key City Beer is delicious. It's local. And they've got a really cool brewery and restaurant over in Vicksburg. Key City Beer, drink local, support Mississippi entrepreneurs. We are the Out of Bounds Show. Alex Eaton with Aplos, 9:30. You'll want to watch it on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. You know, I love you guys. I love it when I get a text. Bo, who's in the Sweet 16?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go over it. I mean, I would think you have an iPhone or an Android, but that's cool. It's all good. You're probably busy, you know, and this is what we do. We're in sports talk radio, and we're also in entertainment, food and beverage and travel. That's why we're having Alex Eaton on with Aplos at 9:30. Aplos in Highland Village and Aplos in the Renaissance. It's going to get pretty tomorrow, 4 days in a row. It'll be pullover weather. That's fine. Sunshine, green space at the Renaissance, boom. And in Highland Village, it'll be beautiful people. Maybe some beautiful women, too. I mean, Aplos is kind of a magnet for that deal, so up to you. Alex Eaton will be in studio at 9:30. We'll go to New Orleans here in a minute. At 8:30, we'll bring in Mike Dettillier. Hey, the show is driven by your next Ford F-150 truck. At Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson. I spent about an hour and a half with them yesterday at Mack Hike Ford. And, you know, awesome selection of pre-owned and new Ford F-150s. And the Explorers, they got me in one of those. Those things are nice.
They're so nice.
I had not been in a Ford Explorer in a while. And I have a buddy who, that's all, I mean, he's gone, whenever he wants a new car, every 4 or 5 years, he goes and gets a Ford Explorer. But I had not been in one in a while, and I was like, what in the world? Are we going to Saturn right now?
They are so nice. It's
pretty incredible. Vehicle.
Spaceship, you're right.
Kudos. Ford Explorer. Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson. All right, I'll give you the Sweet 16 for this listener. This is brought to you by Boar's Head. We're talking about nachos and fun and hummus, and I want you to have fun this weekend and enjoy hoops. Boar's Head has premium meats, cheeses, and hummus. I had a Boar's Head ham sandwich yesterday with some fresh tomatoes from the farmer's market and some pickles on there. It was delicious. But Boar's Head nachos, you can do a Boar's Head pizza with their premium meats and cheeses. You know, they have their specialty meats. I mean, you love their turkey and their ham and their roast beef and so on, but they've got specialty meats and cheeses, and then the hummus is amazing. Here we go with the Sweet 16. Clemson and Arizona. In Los Angeles, which is where I should be this week, because Mississippi State was supposed to beat Michigan State and North Carolina, but I'm okay with it. Hubbard's going to come back and lead them to the Elite Eight next year. Clemson in Arizona, in L.A., which sounds awesome. I mean, I'm in on that game. Clemson, Arizona. Clemson's a great story. Arizona's always good. They've been good since I've been little. Lou Dolson, his hair never moved like Jimmy Johnson. And, you know, I fell in love with Arizona because of their red, white, and blue colors in the mid to late 80s. And then, you know, he popped off a national title in 1997. So, all right, second game up on Thursday. San Diego State, which is a great story. They just know how to ball out there.
They've been balling for a while.
They have been balling for a while. San Diego State and UConn. Well, you know how filthy UConn is. Danny Hurley, the Hurley family, their father. I mean, kind of like Richard DeWeese here, their father, legendary high school coach up in the Northeast. Bobby Hurley, point guard at Duke, right? Started from day one, right? Leitner gave him all kinds of hell when he walked in. Just Hurley talks about it. Made it miserable for him because Leitner was older and Krzyzewski loved Hurley and it drove Leitner crazy. But it tested Hurley and made him better. And he and Grant Hill and Leitner, what'd they do? Back to back, baby, 91-92. Now, they beat the wrong one in 91 because I was cheering for UNLV. But I digress. Let me keep going. San Diego State, UConn, Danny Hurley's the coach there. All right. Alabama and North Carolina. Y'all better get your running shoes on for this. This could be fun. Alabama, North Carolina on CBS Thursday night. And then Illinois, which is a great story. I referenced them earlier. There's an unbelievable article on the Illinois basketball program on theathletic.com. Illinois and Iowa State. Both those teams know how to play, and they're the nightcap. That's the Tito's Vodka White Russian game with an Aliva V from, Melania. Yeah. Aliva V, I haven't had one of those in a while. Anyway, Spring Street Cigars in Starkville. So that's the lineup on Thursday, Sweet 16. Here we go with Friday. North Carolina State, what a story. I wasn't sure they were going to have enough gas in the tank as much as they had to play in the ACC tournament. And then they decided to say, hold my beer. We'll win two more games in the first weekend, even after having to play like 22 games in the ACC tournament the week before to win it, including taking out North Carolina and the Dukies. So NC State and Marquette. Who's on the Marquette staff? Neil Berry, Madison Ridgeland Academy grad. He is Shaka Smart's right hand. Great story. He was a phenomenal basketball player under DeWeese and then went down to Southeast, had a good career. And he hooked up with Shaka, and now they're at Marquette. Boom, they're winning. And that's basketball country, baby. You know it, and I know it. D-Wade, dude could ball big time. And they've had other players. Frank McGuire coached there a million years ago, and he was a hell of a basketball coach. And funny as a TV dude. Kind of Dickie V before Dickie V, if you will.
Yeah.
Had a little Madden in him. You know, those guys that were characters coming out of the 70s. Plaid jackets. Great, great look.
Yeah.
Big collars. Love some of that. NC State Marquette will get us going. Gonzaga Few just lives here. He lives in the second weekend. Mark Few says, I live in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. Just a great story. Great program. Very well coached. They're going to play Purdue and Painter. Painter looks like he plays offensive guard for Purdue, not the basketball coach. That guy loves some meat and taters, some meat stew. Meat, you know, they stew. Hammer that stuff up in that Purdue area. But Gonzaga, so you got the sushi boys against the meat and tater dudes. That's in Detroit, Michigan, though. That's kind of Purdue's backyard.
You know how many this is in a row for Mark Few?
How many?
Sweet 16s?
How many?
No way. It's
97?
Nine. He's literally at nine in a row.
Do you know how hard that is to do?
That is incredible.
Well, ask John Calipari. So the third game is Duke and Houston. So you got John Shire. All right. He's in week two. And Shire looks like he should be a player more than a coach. He's kind of a babyface guy. But he's doing some good things there. It's a tough follow with Krzyzewski, obviously. And then Kelvin Sampson. That guy's a freak on the recruiting trail. I don't know who his two dudes are. and how many handlers they've got on the Rolodex. Right. But give them credit, man. Those guys can ball. And A&M gave them everything they had. And Houston just took every blow to the face and the gut and the jaw and survived and thrived. They're fun to watch. I don't think I'm for them, but they're fun. But I like Kelvin Sampson because he's kind of, you know, he's so filthy. I think he makes Bruce Pearl look like a saint. All right, the fourth game that night of the Sweet 16 is Creighton, and all they do is ball, and Tennessee. Rick Barnes, you know, I've given him a hard time. He's in the second weekend. He's had some tough, I mean, he couldn't even get it done with Kevin Durant.
That's right.
But he did beat Mississippi State in 03-ish, somewhere in there, in the Dallas Mavericks arena. I was there, made me so mad. Just did not like any of that. I think it was T.J. Ford was the little point
That's
guard that day. And Texas got up like 21-4 and State rallied back with Zimmerman and Mario and Timmy B, and it just wasn't enough. But Creighton and Tennessee will round it out. So that's your Sweet 16, according to Boar's Head. Premium meats, Boar's Head. Premium cheeses and Boar's Head. Premium hummus, speaking of chips and dip. Yes, sir. Boar's Head pizzas, Boar's Head game day nachos, and just an amazing, Boar's Head game day sliders. Ooh, load them up with some jalapenos, Monterey Jack Boar's Head cheese, do a little combo of ham and turkey from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere. Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans. He'll join us. Coming up next, we'll talk some football with Mike D on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Morning, welcome in. We have a special guest in the studio, Alex Eaton, owner of Aplos, Simply Mediterranean in Highland Village in Jackson, and Aplos in the Renaissance, right down the road from us in Highland Colony. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. If you want to watch the show right now, go to YouTube and search Out of Bounds Sports. YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports. We are fired up to have Aplos on the show. We've been talking about their amazing food and atmosphere all morning. It's about the next 4 or 5 days are going to be great weather-wise. It's going to turn this afternoon. And then tomorrow through Saturday looks amazing. So they've got outdoor, they've got spots where you can eat outdoors, both in Jackson, Highland Village, and then the green space in the Renaissance for Aplos. Great place, people watching, wonderful food, drinks. They've got a cool vibe, and that's why we wanted them, and it lined up. Alex and I met a month or so ago, and it all lined up. So we're excited to have Alex Eaton on the show. Alex, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for having me. Let's get fired
all
up.
All right. Yeah.
And Christian is with us too. Alex and Christian walked in and they started taking fireball shots. So
We
feel like that they're ready to go. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. What do you think about the man cave?
It looks good. Looks really good. I'm glad the weather was so bad last night or I'd be walking in camo. Turkey season out there.
I know. When I'm driving in from Lake Cavalier to, well, wherever I'm going, Aplos or the studio or whatever, the last 3 weeks I've seen them all over on the side of the road.
Yeah,
about that, half a mile down from my house.
Yeah, that's probably because they're all fleeing where I'm hunting. I'm the only hunter that the turkeys are wondering where I'm going when they get there.
I saw a guy pulling in this morning. He was turkey hunting. It was a little side road off Lake Cavalier Road. And I don't know what time it was, 6 a.m. And I thought, yep, he's going to try to find a gobbler. and see how that works out. Well, all right. So congratulations on Aplos and Highland Village.
Yes, sir.
Thank and you. Everything. When did y'all open?
We opened in October of 23. So last year, about six months ago in a week.
No, I mean the one in Highland Village.
Oh, Highland Village. I believe it was 6 years ago.
It's been 6 years?
Yeah. No, you're getting old.
I know. All right. So you started Aplos and Highland Village 6 years ago. And then, like you said, you opened Aplos and the Renaissance mid-football season in the fall. And it's going well. I know you got to be excited about the direction that the Aplos family's going.
Yeah. I mean, we like the outdoor space. You know, it's like you said, I think this is how this all started. You said it was the number one people watching place in the state. And I said, somebody sent me that. And I said, I text you on the side. I was like, hey, let's get together.
Right.
But they're good people watching places. But we also like to say that it's the only place in town with a built-in babysitter, you know, so yeah. You can tell your kids to run away, order their food. It gets there. It's a lot of cheese and bread and whatnot. And you can say, come eat. If they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. And you're not really mad about it.
Right.
As long as you can see them, then everything's gravy, you know. And of course, you can sit there and judge everybody for how their kids are acting if you don't have your kids.
Sure.
You know, I mean, so,
that's what I'll do now that I'm an empty nester.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Like, I would beat that kid if that was mine. Look at him throwing those Legos.
do you have kids?
I have three boys. And, those are my kids that most people are talking about.
That are throwing the Legos.
The ones that are actually diving into the fountains, they're saying, this is my dad's place. So I can do this, you know. So I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old. Boys,
you're
all
busy.
Like me.
Oh,
and
man.
Their mom's equally as bad, so they're gonna be tough.
I love it. Alex Eaton, Aplos in Jackson and Highland Village, super cool place. And then they just opened up another one in the Renaissance 6 months ago, Simply Mediterranean. Okay, I gotta ask you about a couple of things on the menu.
Let's go.
All right, so we were getting into National Chip and Dip Day, and so I haven't had your avocado dip. It looks amazing, but I've had your dip trio.
That's right. Then you've had it because it's on there.
There you go.
Is he lying? No, I'm just kidding.
And then you said you switched out the hot Italian sausage dip.
Yes. Yeah, so
tell me about it.
The hot Italian sausage dip was hot until about a minute after it got to your table. We couldn't figure out, you know, how to keep it hot. So right. We started thinking, and I started, you know, like when we come up with a new menu item, we've always tried to be like, we need a Greek appetizer, Lebanese or Italian, you know, anything on the Mediterranean. Well, I finally said, let's throw out the rule book and, you know, how can we take things that everybody likes or everybody's. So anywhere I go and I see, you know, Mexican street corn, I'm like, let me get one. You know, I don't care if I'm even hungry. It's right. I love it on the cob, but out here with all you Madison folks, I mean, and I am one, I didn't want to be, you know, can you cut this off the cob? So I just went ahead and didn't even explore the.
Took that out of the equation.
Yeah, I took that out of the equation.
Okay.
You know, so I said, you know, everybody loves the street corn dip, but how can we do it to fit our brand, to fit our style, and maybe be healthy? So we already had this, this herb tahini, which is a sesame paste. It's the base of hummus. We already had this herb tahini dip that you know, you can say kind of has the same texture of mayonnaise. So I just ran in the back, grabbed some corn, grabbed this herb tahini, threw some onions instead of cotija. How do you say it, Christian? Cotija cheese. I put feta because, you know, that's
sure.
Feta is Mediterranean. You know, that a lot of people put that on it and call it Mediterranean, but. You know, we added a couple more flavors, some Aleppo pepper. I mean, very few ingredients. It was super easy to make.
Right.
Brought it out. Everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's it. So now we've kind of got like a healthy street corn dip that goes with our pita chips.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's summer, spring, so we don't need a hot dip right now.
No.
We're going to keep working on the hot dip, but we had to axe it just because you can't call it hot when it's cold in 2 minutes.
Love it. Alex Eaton, Aplos in Jackson, Highland Village, and the Renaissance. He joins us on the Out of Bounds show. you can watch right now on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. So is your background cooking?
Yeah. I'm a classically trained chef. I went to Mississippi State University, switched gears at the very end to more of a marketing, just to get out of school, to be honest.
Sure.
And I was in construction management.
I did the same thing.
I didn't dip, so I didn't really fit in. I didn't have my work boots on. I was going to, Widespread Panic shows. They were all going to the rodeo.
Yeah.
So anyway, at the very end, my dad said, I'll send you to any culinary school in the country, but you got to graduate. And so I went to the little, counselors or whatever. I'm like, how do I get out of here? And they're like, well, there's these marketing degrees. And I started looking, and they put me in. It was like, I guess Apple had been around a while, but it was they showed me the classroom. It was all Apple computers, all women, all girls working on marketing.
Yeah.
And I fit right in.
You were
so
there.
I got out of there, went to Johnson & Wales University in Charlotte. I actually thought it was in Charleston. On Google, it still said Charleston. So what cooler thing to do? And then it was in Charlotte. And I'd never been to Charlotte. And they had a campus in Miami, Rhode Island, which I was definitely not going to, and Colorado. And you couldn't miss literally a day. And I knew if I was in Miami or Colorado, I'd miss the first day.
Right. So,
went to Charlotte and worked at a place called Rooster's Wood Fired Kitchen. And then that's where it all started.
How long were you in Charlotte at Johnson & Wales?
So when you have a degree, you can get what's called an associate's. And so I got, I'd been an SEC school. And so by the time you got to there, it was kind of it wasn't a joke, but I mean, you worked with your hands. I graduated magnum cum laude. They weren't used to that SEC cheating on some of those, essays and stuff. But
did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was the first time I worked with my hands and realized, that's what I needed to be doing the whole time. And really, a lot of those kids at those high-end culinary schools aren't ever going to end up cooking because they realize how much work it is when they actually work in a restaurant.
Right.
And I learned most of everything that I learned was when I got the job at Rooster's Wood Fired Kitchen. The day we went and toured, me and my dad went there and ate a duck leg. And he said, if you can learn how to make this duck leg, you'll be successful. And so I tried for the first year to work at Rooster's, and I couldn't get the job. And then finally I landed the job, learned to make the duck leg. And I still don't think I'm as successful as I want to be, but I think that the success is getting here.
Okay. Alex Eaton, owner of Aplos in Jackson and Aplos at the Renaissance, and talking about his background and the food on the menu. So I got to ask, when you opened up last fall in the Renaissance, I'd been to your place in Highland Village, obviously, because Robert St. John, I ran into Robert St. John years ago, and he went, you've got to go to this place called Aplos. And if Robert St. John tells me to go somewhere, I'm going. So we had a meeting downtown. He said, we've got to go to Aplos. We may not be able to get in at lunch, but we'll eat at the bar.
Yeah.
He said, I order. And what I love about Robert is he orders everything because he's a restaurateur like you.
That's right.
And so this was, 5 years ago. Well, when you opened up here, Kevin, one of your managers who I've known forever, was like, hey, come up, check out what we're doing. And I ordered the Greek wings. And you got to tell our listeners about the Greek, because they're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they are jump off the menu, phenomenal. And when y'all did that special Patron Paloma and Patron Margarita, I went that was several weeks. It was Margarita Day, National Margarita Day. And we partnered and we went there that day. Tell our listeners about the Greek wings at Aplos.
Yeah, I'm going to give you just a little bit of history.
Yeah, that's
before
what
we get into that. When I originally opened Aplos, I was like super prideful on making sure it was super authentic, right? I literally went to Beirut, Lebanon, tried all the food there, and that's my awesome. Parents actually were like, you're risking your life to try grape leaves and hummus. And I was like, yeah. I mean, you can't open, say, a bow shop. A hunting bow store if you're a gun hunter,
Right.
So I was like, I can't open a Mediterranean restaurant without going. So I'm going. My, you know, my family's Lebanese. I'm going with my mom's side, not my dad. My dad's about like you. So anyway, the first year we opened, we were really busy. But as we got into like the first year and the newness wore off, we started to realize it was nothing but women and it was only on pretty days. And so right before COVID, believe it or not, we started changing up the menu and we were like, we got to get these guys in that are coming with their wives, but they need to be the bringing their husbands and have something to eat. So right. We said, all right, let's do some wings. Let's do a burger. Let's put some buckets of beer on the menu. Like, I'll swallow my pride. Like, okay, sure. If wings, we're going to do wings. So the wings have evolved. We brine the wings. Originally, we fried them, and they were dry with a dry, like, it was a Parmesan cheese, Aleppo pepper. We brine it in lemon, yada, yada, yada. Well, finally, we realized we've got all this feta, and feta comes in a brine, and the brine is actually tasty, the feta brine. It comes in a big bucket, all this liquid. We're throwing the liquid out. So I was like, why don't we try just pouring the feta brine on the wings, which is already salty. And so we go ahead and add lemon. That. What else do we add, Christian? We add garlic, lemon, and we add our house seasoning, which we call Secret Weapon.
Secret Weapon. I love that.
And if you can't think of what something's missing, you throw on that Secret Weapon. And we might need to sell it on the Out of Bounds show.
I'm in.
All right. So we fry the we slow cook the wings in olive oil, and then because we want to be fast, so we slow cook them to kind of erase some of the cooking time, and then we fry them to crisp them, and then we toss them in a Lebanese lemon mint vinaigrette, which I still think Kessler Prime, let's give them a shout out. Kessler Prime's house dressing is a Lebanese vinaigrette. If y'all did not know, that's the Lebanese background. It's a spearmint dressing, which is the bomb. Right. So on the crab claws. But anyway, it's kind of the same thing. It's a lemon mint dressing tossed in the on the wings. We finish them with Parmesan and Aleppo pepper. So kind of you see where we're going with, like, it's a Mediterranean flavors, but, you know, we call it Mediterranean food with Southern roots.
I love that. Mediterranean food with Southern roots. Alex Eaton on the Out of Bounds show, owner of Aplos in Jackson and the Renaissance. He and Christian joining us this morning. If you want to watch it, go to YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports. All right, I'm going to keep rolling here.
Let's go.
Lebanese cheese rolls.
So, yeah.
They're amazing. Yeah. This guy hasn't had them, but he's having them this week. He's had a lot on your menu, but he has not had the Lebanese cheese rolls. Tell our listeners about
that. All right, so we went to Lebanon for 5 days. We this was crazy. I mean, we don't have time to talk about the Lebanese trip.
We got 8-9 minutes.
Yeah, so anyway, I was sitting on a mountain in Lebanon with these brothers who were in a wedding, and they invited their friends and were at a club. And in Lebanon, at a certain time, the government shuts off the power and everybody's generators kick on. And so we're talking about that, overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. We're at a club. I mean, it's kind of edgy there. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm sitting there with this group of people. We finally were with people, because originally it was just us two. They order some apps. I look out on the table, and there's some little cheese rolls. And I ate it, and I said, this will work. So this trip wasn't for nothing. So that's where it came from. We just take our pizza cheese, which is a blend. We add Secret Weapon. We add the Secret Weapon, the cheese from the pizza, and feta cheese, and we roll them up, deep fry them. They're a phyllo. So they're flaky cheese roll, which, you know, I worked in restaurants where we, you know, took pepper jack cheese and fried it in breadcrumbs. So it's kind of a Mediterranean
playoff
cheese stick.
Yeah. I like that. There you go. You were asking me earlier. That's perfect. Mediterranean cheese stick.
But if you want to Google those, they're called rachacha zhibni.
That's a lot. I'm all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't spell it. So good luck.
And how long were you in Lebanon? A week?
Yeah, I was in a week.
Wow.
And I ended up being the driver of a bride and groom at a wedding in a Mercedes.
That so sounds this story like you. That sounds like you. Random. And that's great. Alex Eaton went to spent a week in Lebanon and went to culinary school in Charlotte. 6 years ago, they opened Aplos in Highland Village, and in October, they opened Aplos in the Renaissance. He's joining us on the Out of Bounds show. You can watch it on YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports. Okay, you just teed me up. You talked about the pizzas.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about your pizzas, and then let's go over one like, my wife loves your margarita pizza, but I'm looking at the Aplos Supreme. So I'm just going to tee you up, let you run with it.
Gotcha. So I moved to New Orleans right after Charlotte and started, opened a restaurant with a guy named John Besh and Alon Shia, both very successful. Alon's actually killing it right now. But so he was Israeli. We opened a Italian place, and I was the pizza guy. I flew into town. They hired me on the spot. I mean, I guess because I brought my own knives and I had on a chef kit. I don't know. But I worked the pizza oven. I had a rotating deck oven called a Pavese, which we now have at Jackson and Ridgeland.
Okay.
They come out of New York.
Say that name again.
Pavese.
All right.
Yeah. So, I went to bread school in San Francisco just to learn how to make the dough. San Francisco Baking Institute.
Damn.
Kris Jenner's best friend gave me a ride to class from San Francisco. Super random. anyway, learned how to make the dough. And then the pizzas are Italian, Neapolitan style. So they cook in about 3 to 5 minutes, light on the sauce, light on the topping.
Yeah.
That's really hard to kind of pull off because everybody here wants the heavy topping on.
Right. I like your direction.
You know, we kind of just, it's one of those things that I love. That's my favorite thing to make. It's relaxing. There's an art to it. Everything's got to line up. The oven's got to be good. The dough's got to be right. And I think, I don't know how many we're selling now a day. I think we started off maybe with 48 a day, and we're up to 200.
Wow.
Yeah, anywhere from 120 to 200
okay.
a day.
You went to the San Francisco what?
Baking Institute.
That is awesome.
Yeah, all we did was make baguettes for 8 days, and I kept saying, pizza dough. And finally, the guy's like, all right. After we got done, he was like, come here. Here's a recipe, dude. Like, we don't just start on pizza dough. You got to do 24 weeks of this before we get to the pizza dough.
Is that how long you were there?
No, I was only there 7 days.
Okay.
But I got the way to make the formulas and understand baker's math and all that.
Right.
And then a guy named Gil Tershin, Gil's Bread used to be in Ridgeland. He actually has refined the pizza dough, and he worked for me for a while.
That's a cool story, man.
Yeah, so Gil from Gil's Bread, who's a retired investment guy, his wife was a partner at Deloitte in retirement. He started working at Aplos just once a day to help me make the dough. And so now in each Aplos, if you walk in the kitchen, it says Gil's Dough Room on the ceiling. And that'll be in every Aplos because he's helped me with all kinds of financial stuff, all kinds of anything that could go wrong in business. He's been there with me. So I'm going to give a shout out to Gil.
That's a great story too. Alex Eaton, owner of Aplos in Highland Village and in the Renaissance. We started this. We're going to have him on again. We've got a couple of minutes here. We started this with the way they set this thing up. Obviously, you can eat indoors. It's awesome. But they have outdoor space at both spots. The sun's coming out tomorrow. It's going to be a really good week. Sunshine, as I mentioned to Alex, and the reason why we kind of hooked up is it's a great people-watching place. Whether you're in, and I mean, that's part of my show. We're in the business of storytelling. And so when I'm traveling, roaming around, I watch people and I incorporate it into the show. And it's a great place in Highland Village. And of course, when Robert St. John recommended it, I was like, I'm
Thank
in.
You, Robert.
And then here we are. All right, I got like a minute or two. Okay. Where do I want to go here? I kind of want to just real quick hit the Euro.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got several different gyros on the menu. Let's just tee that up, and then you can come back in a month or two, and we'll maybe y'all bring some gyros. We'll smash some gyros at the bar and make the trophy.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have a Greek spot without a gyro.
No, you can't.
We make it. You know, a lot of places have the same sauce. I mean, the sauce you can buy is good, but we make it. It's just a standard gyro with fresh-made tzatziki and we've got the chicken shawarma on there, which is what I did in Lebanon, just kept eating shawarmas everywhere I went. And it's I'm still trying to get it as good as you'd have it in Lebanon. It's been a kind of a challenge. But
that's
a lot of those
though.
Places only sell shawarma. So you go in there, that's all they have. And they've got these guys for 30 years that's what they do. They're shawarma guys. And so anyway, we're still working on it. And then just, I think everything's good. I mean, we try to get rid of anything that's not good and anything we have problems with. And then we have to get rid of some things that are good to make room for new stuff to stay current.
Sure.
And we piss those people off. But, you know.
That's right.
They end up not getting mad at the end.
Alex Eaton, he'll join us again in a couple of months. Check out Aplos for lunch or dinner. Something else that I wanted to throw out. They will cater. They will cater your business party, social, graduation, wedding. That's something that I talked to Alex and his team about. So if you got something, because spring, summer's around the corner, you've got all kinds of events coming up, don't forget about Aplos catering your next party.
Yeah, we're hopping on Easy Cater finally. We didn't want to do it, but we're doing it now. It's kind of like the DoorDash of the catering world. So that's happening probably by next week. And then, we're doing all the custom stuff out of the Jackson location.
Alex Eaton, Aplos, Highland Village in Jackson, and the Renaissance. And we will see you tomorrow on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone.